Good company. As I probably mentioned yesterday, and maybe several times, I really, really think it's important to support the young generation. So Spaceport Norway has been supporting students more or less systematically since 2019. And that is a very important part of what I do. And tonight we will get them to introduce themselves a little bit, because they are also extremely capable. They're not doing, you know, just satellites and rockets and all the fun stuff, but they're organizing themselves. They are creating incubators for themselves. So NorthTech Space Technology, NorthTech Space Collective is a student organization actually organizing all the other students. And two of the founders will be presenting tonight. Daniel and Fredrik, please come on stage and do it much better than I do.
Thank you very much, Ole. It's a difficult name. We know it's a problem. but you can say NorthTech. That works. We want to use this opportunity to demonstrate the unique passion we have here in Norway for space, presented by the next generation in space, which is NorthTech.
Norway has a unique space scene. I don't know if there's any other country that has more than two technical space organizations per million inhabitants, and that's pretty unique.
Yeah, it's cool. So this is NorthTech. You can see we are covering almost the entire country. And I want you to remember from the dinner yesterday, when I'm guessing almost all of you had goosebumps from the video that we showed. And this is going on all over the country. We are 10 organizations that are building satellites and rockets.
Thank you. The northernmost rocket team in the world is located in Tromsø. UIT, Ignite UIT, which is represented by Vilde over there, is amazing. They've started up not too long ago, and they're already competing in the EUROC, which is a European competition for student rocketry.
We also have Polarix UIT. It's a fairly new organization represented here today by Severin. And they are launching with NASA from Andøya on the NASA Ghost mission this year, which is really cool.
And then we have Propulse NTNU, an organization we look up to for many years and still keep on doing. They are one of the leading student rocketry teams in the world. They've done very well at these competitions at EUROC and also in America, in Spaceport America Cup. They're represented by Stian, who's sitting right over here. So yeah, very good.
And we also have Orbit NTNU. Nora Ytterbø is the leader of Orbit. And this is also where I started. I've been in the organization for 4 years now. And we already have launched a satellite into space, which worked. And we now have three more satellites in development. And one of them is going on Flight 2 on ICER Aerospace, which we know includes a lot of risk. It's probably why we got it for free. But we believe it can be done, and we also have a copy on Flight 3. But I want to say as well, if it works, it's going to be the first satellite from European soil, which is really cool that Norwegian student organizations get that opportunity. Also something which is really unique here in Norway.
Yeah, in Orbit is of course represented by Nora. Where are you, Nora? Sitting over. Oh, there she is. Yeah. So speak to Nora if you're interested about that. And then we have Astro HVL, which is really exciting. They're a new organization. They're represented by Magnus over there. And they just launched their first rocket not too long ago. Dark Star. It was awesome. And we really wish Magnus and Astro the best of luck. And we look forward to working them with them in the Norwegian Space Technology Collective.
For sure. Eclipse and MBU, represented by Karen Eide, also a fairly new organization, and they are focusing a lot on the sustainability part with satellite development, which I know is a really important aspect for almost everyone here. So that's a cool competence we are building in NORSEC.
And then we have Portal Space, represented by Hanna, who's also here. You're all sitting there, yes. And they were the first team that were able to produce a liquid-fueled rocket engine in the country, which, as many of you know, the big step up from the model rocketry, if you're doing like solid rocket engines, if you want more power, you need to go liquid, and they sort of paved the way for that. It's a really cool organization, too.
Yeah, and US and Horizon. Which are from Kongsberg. They launched their first rocket last year from Portugal, and they are working now on the next rocket, which is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in student rockety, represented by Marion Amlea.
And then the team I'm representing...
We can skip that part, Daniel.
Oh. Yeah, the team I'm representing, UIS Aerospace. It was a video you saw yesterday. We build rockets for research and scientific purposes. And we're very happy to be part of NORSEC.
And finally, this long list, Interstellar Space, represented by Benjamin Ekrem. They had a payload on the last rocket by Propulse NTNU, which also really shows the collaboration aspect that we have here, where they get the opportunity to learn from the more established organizations.
Yeah. So... we are over 400 students in the country, united for space. And so why did we unite? Well, there was mainly two reasons for that. The first one was the need for leverage. We noticed that our ability to influence these big companies and our effect on the space industry was limited when we stood alone. But if we can come together, we can really take care of the interests of students by standing together. And then we had also an experience based on a lesson we learned at Spaceport Norway, which is really the foundation of NORSEC. It happened. It started at Spaceport Norway, and that was the fact that when we got together. And we got to ask little questions about what did you do with that parachute mechanism or how did you solve this problem with the engine. We noticed that we raised the level of all the student organizations. What was it the mayor said, like the rising tide lifts all the boats? That's exactly what we felt, the synergy. So we figured we need to do this more than just once a year. And then we met. This was the first time we met at Spaceport Norway.
Yeah, it was in 2023. And of course, it was a really cool opportunity that Ole gave us, that we were able to meet all of the industry. One of the even more cool things that we got to experience was to meet all the different students across the country who were driven by the same thing as us. Really, really passionate people. So we figured out really quickly that we need to have this more often than just once a year. So we wanted to unite, and after the conference in 2023, we went to a bar, had a few beers, and you can probably see down on the table here, we started to work on NORSEC already. It's a small napkin where we signed the contract, the leaders from the different organizations decided that we wanted to do this together. And we got a question from Austris and Angelina from Latvia yesterday. They asked us, like, how do you ensure that everyone has ownership to the organization? Because you can't just start it by yourself and get everyone on board. You have to have everyone from the start, which is what we did here. And it has been working very good so far.
Yeah, so it's about time we introduce ourselves properly. Freddy, do you want to start?
Yeah. My name is Freddy. And after we signed this napkin, we had a couple of workshops. We had meetings to decide exactly how we wanted to do this. And in February of 2024, I was voted in as president of NORSEC.
And I was voted in as vice president, especially focusing on a launch possibility for all student organizations, which we'll get back to. And I'm also the founder of UIS Aerospace.
So we have many initiatives there which we are really proud of, and one of them is the incubator program, Program NorthStar Incubator. And it's not a business incubator, it's an incubator for new student organizations. which we have seen a lot of success with already. We have 4 organizations in this program right now. And what we're mainly helping with is the technical aspects, which they can learn from all of the more established organizations, but also the organizational part of it. Because in a way, we get the difficulties that you have in your organizations, but on steroids. But because we have only 5 years. That's like the maximum a student can be in the organization. And usually it's more like 2 to 3 years. So you have to be exceptionally good with documentation and knowledge transfer.
Freidel described this program as an ildsjelfabrikk, which means a factory for fiery souls. And a fiery soul, or an ildsjel, in Norwegian translate is a term used for somebody who's really passionate about something. So in Norse, like, we want to create passion by helping these new students.
And as of yesterday, we're also expanding to Latvia, which is going to be fun.
And one of the core initiatives of NorseTech is our Launchpad initiative. And there are many great organizations in NorseTech that have a desire to launch their own rockets from Norwegian soil. We are always broke. We don't have money to go to Portugal necessarily and transport all our rockets. And with the US, it's even getting harder to get into the US now to send our rockets there to participate. So we want to secure a launch capability for Norwegian students in order to lift the whole level, the technical level of these organizations.
And similar to the Skyline program, where we have a pathway program where we want to support the satellite organizations because, as Daniel said, it's not too much money that we have either, and the launch cost is the most expensive one. And one of our organizations, Orbit Antinu, has already done this. They bought their own launch with the sponsor money from the industry and launched on SpaceX. But this is really difficult, and we would rather use this money to create better engineers.
And how do we avoid that we have to do the same thing and come begging to all of you for money, like the other organizations are doing? Because that's their job. We don't want to meddle with that. We are creating the best recruiting arena where you guys can come and meet students in the whole country. It's going to be called NorseTech Summit, and all the member organizations will be will be invited to send all of their members, and we're going to have 500 students in Studentersamfunnet for the first one in March 2026. So we know recruitment for you guys is hard, and we want to make it a hell of a lot easier. So this is a summit.
Yeah, and all of you are invited, just so we know.
You're not just invited. It's going to be mandatory for you to be there. Right, Ola? It's mandatory. Yeah. Ola's going to be there.
So all of these initiatives works towards the one common goal, and that's our vision. We want to secure our future in space. And I think it's important here to also mention that not only are we working towards our future, but we're also working on the future of tomorrow, which includes your future as well.
I wanna talk to you about... I was showering this morning, and I was thinking about two things. I was thinking about turbo machinery and realizing I don't know enough about it. And I was thinking about Ole. And what I was thinking about with Ole was that we, and I know I speak for all the organizations here, we build these rockets in 1 year. It's a terrible timeline. And all our competence might disappear the year after. So we're building these on extreme timelines. And I'm always exhausted after the launches. I'm like, how the hell will we do it all over again? But coming here to Spaceport Norway, being able to speak in front of all of you people and having meeting you guys and getting inspired by you after Spaceport Norway, I always feel ready for at least 12 more months of rockets development. And remember, we don't get paid, so it's very stressful for all of us. Thank you.
Ole drove all the way from Stavanger on a motorcycle, which is really impressive. But we just wanted to use this opportunity to say thank you so much, Ole. It means so much to us. Yeah. Yeah. He deserves it. And he has been a true supporter from the beginning. And we hope we can continue this really good collaboration we have. And
yeah.
When you drive home, for the sake of our future, please don't crash.
Yeah, so in Norstech, we need you guys. So obviously we can't do any of this without your support. We need you guys to support our projects financially, of course. Like, I'm talking for all the member organizations here. And a great friend of our organization, Pete Warden, that we met at Spaceport Norway, he said that his mentor, which was Arthur C. Clarke, which is a famous author, he said that it's the duty of every person to find a successor, because you guys will stop working someday. And it's your responsibility to transfer that information and experience. I mean, information is one thing. Experience is what you guys have that we don't have. So you need to transfer that to someone else. So our call to action is find a young person to mentor and make sure they can take over after you, because that is so impactful. It means all the hard work you've done to put us where we are today will not go to waste. So please, please do that.
Yeah, we can help with that as well. We had a great conversation with Ketil Olsen and Chris Koa from Outcomist yesterday, where they talked about they're in a period right now in their career where they're getting kind of anxious that they'll learn so much.
That's really how they worded it, huh? Their heads might explode.
They've learned so much, but they're stressed right now that they don't get the time to transfer all the knowledge to the next generation. But
are you saying they're old?
No comment.
Good. Nice.
But that probably includes a lot of you. So we want to.
Not you.
The point I'm trying to make here is that we want you to come to us. We want that knowledge, and you can have a presentation for us. You can set up courses. We are very susceptible to that knowledge. Yeah.
It's a clicker.
Next slide. Yeah. So we just want to conclude here. There's been a lot of talk on this conference that Norway has the potential to take the lead in Europe. And we truly believe that we are going to make that. But I want you also to remember as well that we already are taking the lead when it comes to the student scene, the next generation. So thank you so much for the attention, everyone.
Those dudes. But you understand how much power and passion there is in the young community. And as you saw from the video last night, and that's just one video, there's so many of these projects that are super, super impressive. So thank you so much, Daniel and Freddy. I hope that...